RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, so as of now, I think I'm about like 4.5 months post-surgery. I feel fantastic. I've been doing some mound work, and I think I have my first bullpen scheduled on January 6th. So everything's been going smooth. And as of now, like my goal is to be ready for opening day for the first start of the season. It could change. I don't know. We still have another month and a half to go until I get to spring, but I feel better than I ever have in my life. And I'm fully prepared to, be ready for that first week of the season.
That's Zach Eflin signed a 1-year, $10 million deal to come back to the Orioles. Now, I want to get to I've talked to a couple people with knowledge about the Eflin thing. And number one, the less important part, and that's the Eflin part of it all. And I want to make sure I have this right. The back's been bothering him for about 4 years, and he had like a cyst or a, what do they call it, a spur.
I think he said his whole career.
But the pain got so much he couldn't manage it anymore. Allegedly, he now is completely healed now that this thing has been removed, and he kind of alluded to this in that cup, but he supposedly feels great. Now, the more important part, which we'll get to in a second, is what are they doing else otherwise? Now, I've been told by two people, one of whom is the same person who told me they were about to make a big move in the winter meetings and they signed Pete Alonso, that they're not done. So we will see, because I know we have PTSD with these guys and spending, but let's now, Jason, your thoughts on the Eflin of it all.
My thoughts are they better get one of the best proven starters available in free agency, or it's just more of the same. It's perpetrating the same con. Having one position player making real money on your roster doesn't a major league roster make, doesn't a major league payroll make. So this guy I thought was going to be proved to be damaged goods when the Rays were ready to peddle him at what seemed to be the peak ability. I mean, he's a fringy Cy Young vote getter, down ballot vote getter, mm-hmm. when they move on with him. And then he spends most of his time here on the IL. As insurance, great. I'm just going to tell you, as a veteran observer of these mooks, the timing certainly gave me pause. And I don't believe that they will. And again, I am on record as saying I get it, but I also didn't box myself into the corner the way they did. I would have been forthright about my roster years ago. But I don't think they want to give anybody 6 years. And I think at least one or two of these guys is probably going to get 6 years. I don't have to give them the benefit of anything. They need to earn
people's trust. And they don't deserve it.
They need to earn people's trust back. And if they go and get Suarez or Fromber or something like that, then yeah, Eflin as a contingency will be great. If Eflin is their number four starter, and then people get hurt, and we're talking about lack of starting pitching depth again, then it's, this is who this, then they're telling you what they truly are all about.
Yeah, I think it's just that. Assuming they still get one of those top guys, I'm all for this move because it's low risk, high reward. It's a 1-year deal. $10 million isn't all that much money in the starting pitching market. And this is someone that 10 of his first 12 starts in Baltimore were quality starts. You know he's never going to walk people, which is always a
unless
big positive. Yes, unless he's hurt. But and also, by all accounts, he's a great dude, and people love him in the clubhouse. Now, injuries have plagued him. He's been on the IL, four different times in a year and a half in Baltimore. But if he's that contingency guy and maybe he pops and then you have a great problem to have on your hands, then it's a good thing. But if they don't make another move, then I'm still concerned.
They do not in any world deserve the benefit of the doubt because of how they've handled business the last couple years. That said, if they go out and sign, then just say Ranger Suarez.
Sure.
Zach Eflin's their fifth starter.
Yeah.
He was their opening day starter a year ago.
Yes.
On that joke, that joke rotation. If he's their five, the other thing I think happens, I don't know that Dean Kramer's here come up.
I was wondering that too.
Like, they're going to make a trade of some sort.
Yeah.
And I don't, if they do what I think they're going to do, I don't think Dean Kramer's here opening day.
Look.
I also don't think he's ready for opening day. I think
he's ready for opening day. And the market, like, everybody's looking for a bargain. Everybody's looking for a value play. It's not just Mike Elias.
But
the market's telling you that there's trepidation about this guy overcoming what he says is now in the rearview mirror. Otherwise, you don't get a dude who has been not just an innings eater, but a quality starter for as long as he's
Jason,
been.
Jason, you mentioned 2 years ago he finished sixth in the Cy Young.
He was fringy Cy Young guy. Ago. And the Rays move off on him, and he can't hit the post.
The other thing is, and again, this goes to them, they handle pitching poorly. But you bring in Zach Eflin, and you put together a rotation where you tell him to slow play it. Like you don't need to rush yourself ready for opening day because we've got dudes now. If you're ready for May 1st or whatever, and you can hit the back end of a rotation, then perfect. But you don't need Zach Eflin to be ready for opening day.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, I mean, look.
That's what real teams do.
We're going to find out. They've got a solid, 6 weeks to play around?
Yes.
Although I don't like signing starting pitchers like a week or two before spring. So that never
bodes well. It doesn't work well.
Worked out with Obaldo.
Yeah.
Alex Cobb.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got to get on the good foot here and make – and look, if you want to trade for 1 year of Freddie Peralta, that counts too.
Yes.
But it needs to be – not Boz, like where it might work. We think it could work. I've been a Boz guy, but there's projection.
I want Boz to be the first starter.
I'm talking about we're going to part with what we have to part with, either in commodities or cash, to get someone who we know is a top three starter on a playoff team in any division.
He's starting a playoff
game. This guy is you're in the top three. In pretty much every and any rotation.
Hey, this is where you want it to be. And things can change. Things are fluid. But you want to hit opening day where Shane Boz is your fourth starter and Zach Eflin's your fifth starter. Now, that could, like, Shane Boz could be the guy that you thought he was going to be years ago, and then everything's fluid or somebody gets hurt, God forbid, and he bumps up. But that's what you want the opening day rotation to look like.
And Eflin would have the upside of being a middle of the rotation guy.
That's what real organizations do. If you make the money move that I've been, you know, the money moves that I've been begging for a while now, then all of a sudden now you've got rotational depth, and you're not running out there Charlie Morton and Japanese Charlie Morton.
Yeah, I mean we'll see, we'll find out.
I came up with that this weekend.
Japanese
I thought it was funny.
Japanese Charlie Morton.
Yeah, I liked it. You like that one, Jason? Japanese Charlie Morton, Sagano.
Yeah, I mean that's fine.
It's what they had a year ago. It was kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it was a joke.
They're like, that's embarrassing.
Wasting a year of Gunnar Henderson's control.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. But I don't mind it. This I sort of feel about this how I felt about Tyler Ward.
Yeah.
If this is the move, I hate it. If you do something better than that, all of a sudden I potentially love it.
Yep.
So maybe the Orioles. Maybe the Leopards change their spots, Jason. Is that possible?
I'll believe it when I say it. It's certainly possible.
I didn't think it was possible going into this offseason. I didn't think it was possible. They're giving me reasons to believe it's possible.
I mean, this is something that he would have done at any point.
No, I mean,
this,
like,
to me is honestly is the biggest.
Not the Eflin part, but
they had him here already. Was broken down. They got him back on the cheap.
They've been
that's
very
quintessential lies.
No, but they've been very active.
Okay. He's finally done one real contract in 8 years.
Yes.
I'm not genuflecting. I'm not bending over. Like he's been a complete and utter failure for 3 years, and he got shamed into this.
Yeah.
And so far, he signed a first baseman who we all love the bat, but there's no doesn't make you more athletic. Doesn't make you it doesn't improve your defense at all. Like it's good. You've got one position player making real money.
I got a polar bear. I'm happy. And I think more to come, but I will eat my words if this is the best they do. Coming up next, though, bounce back, fallback. Bone hosts, we answer questions next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.